This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we'll be joined momentarily by Dan Watson, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of cool things, and we always have lots of fun anytime Dan is with us. Your opportunity to get involved, whether it's via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, danwatson@theloopage.com, or you can dial into us, and we've got Alex running the board at 855-660-4261. Right now, let's go just around the corner to Central Florida and bring forth a gentleman who has become a regular contributor to the show, a sponsor of the program, and a guy that knows more about oil and lubrication than anybody that I have ever encountered. It's my pleasure to welcome back Dan Watson. Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob, and I'm enjoying that people outside of this area might not understand it, but I'm enjoying that we've had a little break in the heat here for as far as this week.
Yeah.
Wonderful thing.
Yeah, definitely. It's no longer summer. It's gone into a more moderate mode, but you have to live here to fully appreciate it.
Yeah, it's like my daughter lives in Houston, and she had said she was years ago she was going to get out of Florida because of these hot, humid summers, right?
She's in
Houston, and it's just the other side of the Gulf. It didn't work out too well. It's very hot, humid there, and they just got some places 20, 30 inches of rain. So anyway, but that's just the nature of life we live in, and it's
it's
wonderful to have a little better weather. But so here we are this week. We've had a couple good discussions over the last couple of weeks. You had that the gentleman in from the American Petroleum Institute. That was a good interview and good time talking to him. And I guess tonight we're just going to head into some questions. But there was a couple of things I kind of wanted to chat about before we headed into the questions that we get from folks out there. And all the time I hear people talking about, I think they get a little confused sometimes. This is some automotive technology here, but when we're talking about a vehicle which has a turbo or a vehicle that has a blower, okay, and maybe, Bob, you help me out for a second, there's a better term instead of just calling it a blower. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, supercharger.
Supercharger. Yeah. Thank you. My mind. I'm getting old, Bob. Things are starting to look nasty. But a supercharged engine versus a turbocharged engine. And it really, from a lubrication understanding, the difference is kind of important, because when you have a supercharger, if you look under the hood, you're going to see one of the drive belts coming from the engine is going to go to this supercharger, because what it amounts to, it's like a turbo air compressor. In other words, it's not a piston reciprocal air compressor. It's a vane axial or a turbine type compressor. And what this thing does is when the engine turns it, it begins to develop pressure, and it pushes that high pressure air into the engine just like a turbo would do, except this component's actually driven off a drive belt. Just like if you looked under and saw your alternator sitting there turning or your air conditioning compressor, if you have this supercharged engine, it's got this supercharger, which is basically a blower hooked up on a belt right off the drive of the engine. So there's kind of two things in that. A supercharger will take some power to operate, because the engine has to turn that belt, which also turns that, it's like an air conditioner. It's not free. You have to give up some horsepower off the engine to get the supercharger blower to work. But in fact, it does work for you, because as you press more air in, the whole idea is more air brings more oxygen in the cylinder. You can burn more fuel and make more power. So it's a good system. The advantage to a turbocharger is it's got a wheel sitting in the exhaust, and it's got another turbo wheel sitting in the air intake, with the idea being that I can sort of, almost in a system, cheat the system. I can take waste heat exhaust that I'm not going to use, and I can use that to turn the fan section or the turbo side that's in the air intake and boost up and push positive pressure into the engine by the turbo, and I can do it by just using waste heat. So in that fact, a turbo would be considerably more efficient than a supercharger. Mm-hmm. But they're considerably more difficult to lubricate. Yeah. In that supercharger, it's just like you can imagine, I got this blower set up there, a couple of vanes in it to be like a little turbo, but I'm the prime mover for it turning it. I've got to lubricate it. So it's got its own contained lubrication. So I'll get people that will call and say, I'm looking for an oil for my supercharger. Okay, now, in all honesty, we really have to be careful and stick with the manufacturer's recommendation for viscosity and oil type. A lot of times, believe it or not, a high-performance compressor oil of the type that are used in vane actuated compressors would work fine in that application. But it's going to be a lightweight oil, because it's nothing more than a blower, and if you put too heavy oil in there for its lubrication, it's going to take a lot more power for the engine. It's going to suck off more power in order to drive it because of the thick lubrication. So it has to be a lightweight oil, and quite frankly, it better be a good oil, because you're turning that supercharger blower fairly hard, and it can wear out on you. So what you want to do is have the best lubrication in there for it. Now, over on the turbo side, that turbo gets lubricated by the oil system in your car. Now, remember, I just said, I can buy a special oil, maybe a quart, half a quart, whatever it takes to go in this blower, and it's by itself. You put it in the fill hole for the blower, and it's got a drain hole to drain it out, and it's its own little thing. So you put it in there. But now I go over to this turbo, and it's being lubricated by the same oil that's in the crankcase lubricating the rest of the engine. Why does that matter? Well, because the turbo may be the limiting factor in your car on why you want to run the highest performance oil you can, because the exhaust side of it gets very hot, and it sits on a common shaft that's got a bearing in it to the side that's in the blower. Well, that's a critical bearing that can get upwards of 600 degrees under certain conditions. And so my advice, if you have a turbocharged car and you're not running a quality synthetic engine oil in it, then you're just buying your time, because eventually you'll have trouble with that turbo. It's just you need to protect yourself. Those turbos can turn, Bob, really at maximum they can be turning close to 100,000 RPM. And they are just screaming, building up pressure and pushing it into that engine. And a lot of times, because they get so hot, they actually have on some of the performance cars an intercooler, it's called, which means that after the air comes out of that turbo, it has to pass through a cooling device to cool it back down so it's not so hot. But we'll finish up on it when we come back from the break, and then we'll move on.
That sounds like a great idea. More with Dan Watson as we talk about turbochargers and superchargers. And if you've got a question for Dan, you can shoot me an email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com or Dan Watson @theloopage.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
I'm having all kinds of fun talking with Dan Watson. He's the man behind the Loop page and a number of other websites, as well as a tremendous number of videos on YouTube. And Dan is a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience. And we're talking about turbochargers and superchargers. And just for your arsenal of expressions, I'll give you one for use when you're talking about superchargers. When you think of superchargers today, probably the most famous one is the Dodge Challenger and Charger Hellcats, and the most powerful one, which is no longer being made, was 840 horsepower. The one that you can get for 2020 is 790. It's called a Red Eye, but I remember being at the launch of that vehicle, and they talked all about the parasitic power losses of the supercharger. It was actually more than 100 horsepower. So yeah, that thing is actually making in excess of 1,000 horsepower,
right,
to have actually 790 to play with.
Yeah, and when you look at that, honestly, I mean, if you want power, and the deal is that you can make up that power. In other words, you're going to use some, but imagine that engine without the supercharger, instead of, I think you just said the one with 790 horsepower, let's say without that supercharger, maybe it's good for 550. Maybe it's good for 500. So what they're doing is they're saying, okay, look, we know we're going to have to overcome the parasitic loss in the supercharger blower, but we'll gain. In other words, we're going to gain more than that takes off. And that's true, and that's why they do it. The deal we have with the turbocharged engines is these are more where we're looking for maximum power when you want it.
Yes.
More efficiency when you're cruising, because if you know in a turbocharged car, you're driving along at regular speeds and the turbo is not even kicked in. But when you want that four cylinder to make the power of a powerful V6, or you want that V6 to make V8 power, then you kick the turbocharger in, the boost comes up, and all of a sudden that engine is just cranking it. And it's because you're jamming air. And folks need to understand what's going on here. When I suck air into an engine, and I have a regular gasoline engine, I have about an 8.5 to 1 compression. So that means that I should end up somewhere around 8.5 times atmospheric 15 pounds. Okay. And for absolute pressure. And so if I take that, I'm going to have 115, 20 pounds, something like that, of pressure that I gain. Now, let's say 8.5 to 1, but I start with a boost of 15 pounds, meaning that if you did that multiplication again, it would be, for absolute pressure, it would be 30 pounds multiplied by 8.5. So now I've got 240 pounds of pressure in the cylinder, and I doubled my oxygen that's in there. So I increase pressure, double the amount of oxygen, so it's going to be able to handle twice the fuel. Man, we're talking about an exponential increase in power. So turbos are great, but the truth is the turbocharged engine, how's the best way to put this? If you're just turbocharging an engine that from the ground up wasn't made for turbocharging, you have to understand you're adding incredible stresses to every moving part in it. The connector rod bearings, the main bearings, all those things, because all of a sudden you go from so many foot-pounds of torque. Maybe that engine was originally designed to give you 150 foot-pounds of torque. You turbocharge it, and now, bang, it's doing 300 foot-pounds of torque. Well, all that power is in the twisting, turning, and load carrying of those bearings in that crankshaft on those connector rod bearings and main bearings. So it's why it's best to buy a motor or an engine that is designed by the factory from the ground up as a turbocharged engine, because they're going to put the stronger bearings, the stronger connector rods, all the things necessary, stronger wrist pins in the bottom of the pistons, all the things you need to handle that power when you dump it on that engine. So along with all of that, Bob, being the lubrication guy, I got to tell you, you have a turbocharged engine, it's a high-performance engine. It's not standard. It's a high-performance engine. I don't care if it's in a Volkswagen GDI. You know, it's a powerful engine. And you have to put oil in there that now has the kind of performance qualities of a high-performance oil, what we used to call all the time a racing oil. You need very good performance out of your high temperature, high shear ratings. That oil's got to do some good work for you when you're pushing that small engine. And listen, you put the right lubrication in it and you don't try to kill the thing, you're going to get all the use you want out of that fine four-cylinder turbocharged little maniac of an engine. It's going to do well for you, but you let some poor lubricant get in there. How's the best I can put this? It's astronomically worse, because where before you were cheating the system a little, didn't matter, but you start producing 300 foot-pounds of torque in a four-cylinder engine and you have poor lubricating oil in it, you are headed for bearing failure. You'd be lucky to get 50,000 miles out of the engine. It's just common sense. You want these things, they're so well designed. You're talking about those things, and you know the characteristics on them better than I do, you know, like those high performance. I think Dodge is trying to build something that we can launch off of a mountain slope and head to the moon, you know? I mean, we just get her up to breakaway speed and leave the Earth, you know? Be the first automobile on the way to the moon, because I don't know where they go with all this horsepower and power. I mean, what can you do with a nearly 1,000 horsepower in a four-wheel car? I mean, my God.
Exactly. and there are a few manufacturers that are experimenting with both a supercharger and a turbocharger on the same engine. But just to reinforce what you're saying, Dan, it's remarkable. Some of these 2-liter four-cylinder engines that you see in some of the Ford products, some of the General Motors products, I mean, they're putting V8 power out. I mean, absolutely remarkable. But back what got turbos in trouble back in the 1980s was, I don't think even the manufacturers took it seriously enough, and that's why there was always problems with excess wear and with overheating and what they used to call the corking of the oil, the caulking of the oil.
It forms hard coke, just like the stuff that you'd have in a steel mill when they're using coke to make carbon steel, and some of that stuff, when it forms in there, it's as hard as it's just before a diamond hardness. So if you form any of it and it breaks loose and it goes into your oil system, wherever it goes, it acts as a rubbing compound, and a good one, boy, it'll give you some new clearances that you never expected. You know what I mean? And the truth is, they've improved so much for those turbos, but you still have to lubricate them. You just have to use the right lubrication.
So important. When we come back, more questions, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about turbos and oil filters and you name it. We're up for it. 855-660-4261. This is Otto.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, said on 60 Minutes the American economy will rebound from the unprecedented downturn caused by the coronavirus outbreak.
It's going to take a while for us to get back, but I would just say this. In the long run, and even in the medium run, you wouldn't want to bet against the American economy. This economy will recover. It may take a while. It may take a period of time. It could stretch through the end of next year. We really don't know. Assuming there's not a second wave of the coronavirus, I think you'll see the economy recover steadily through the second half of this year.
Stay-at-home orders issued by states to stem the spread of the virus have frozen the economy for the moment. More than 36 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits in the last 5 weeks, a burst that economists say is unprecedented. This is USA Radio News. Colorado Governor Jared Polis said he expects to see many K-12 public schools opening this fall in his state and elsewhere despite the coronavirus threat, though it's not going to look like any other school year. Polis said that Colorado schools will likely run in a hybrid fashion that limits social interactions in hallways and during lunchtime and has up to 20% of all children continuing with online classes at home if that's their parents' preference. California Governor Gavin Newsom and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine said they also hope to reopen some K-12 schools, but stressed it ultimately will depend on the latest health guidance on how to keep communities safe. The number of people in Italy who have died from COVID-19 in the past 24 hours sank to 145, the lowest number since Italy's lockdown went into effect. That brings their total to 31,908 coronavirus-related deaths. The number of currently infected people dropped to under 70,000, while over 125,000 have recovered from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long, alongside Dan Watson. He's the gentleman with the LouPage.com and all the years, all those years of experience in lubrication and all those tons of YouTube videos out there. And we've been talking about taking care of your engine if you've got a modern turbo in your vehicle. It's something you really must pay a lot of attention to. And certainly, Dan, there are some folks we see here in Central Florida, a lot of young people buying Honda Civics and Scion TCs and turbocharging themselves. I mean, those kids are better with their aftermarket turbo kits be doing something on the lubrication side.
Yeah, they better be paying attention. And I was going to ask you, Bob, since you've driven a lot of these different cars and you kind of follow the history on them, what do you think? I mean, right now, are these turbos holding up? I mean, I realize they produce the power, but is it a pretty wise investment if somebody goes out and is going to buy one of these four-cylinder or six-cylinder turbocharged engines, not yet getting up to the 1,000 horsepower guys, but, you know, the more standard turbocharged engine? I know one thing, and I'm not knocking these guys, but I have a big European auto shop that I deal with, and boy, did they have some BMW turbo failures. And it comes down to, I'm going to tell you the honest truth, the oil that BMW said to use in those turbocharged engines, the American standard for the oil that people were using was not satisfactory to correct this turbo. It wasn't a good enough oil. They were saying to run a 5W30 in them, but the 5W30 didn't have a high enough high temperature, high shear to actually meet the European standard to protect those engines. So in dealing with the shop, I'd made a recommendation. Most of these guys were off of warranty, so you know they're paying thousands of dollars to get a turbo fixed. And I brought them over to a 10W40 oil from AMSOIL, one of its premium protection oils that just anybody that used it after those repairs, they've not had any problem because it's a much stronger based oil and has very good high temperature, high shear, and high values of zinc and phosphorus. And the whole reason was that that's kind of what the European oil wanted for them, but this oil had a higher rating in those areas even than the European oil that was recommended. And so it solved the problem. So here's the thing on that. Sometimes the manufacturer may be driven for an oil recommendation because of fuel economies and all kind of different things. But in this particular case, the BMW thought that they'd get the same level of performance out of a North American 5W30 that they were going to get out of a European 5W30. And it's not true. And this is why, you know, I've talked in the past about using, if you have a European auto, make sure you check out to get oil that meets the European oil specs, because a lot of times the one shoe fits all North American standard doesn't work. And boy, they had a number of these that are worn out. So that's my example of where you got to be careful with turbocharged cars. How about, have you got anything to bring to the listeners about any experience or anything you've read about problems with turbos in any of these other cars?
Unlike years ago, where it was just a given fact you were going to have extra expenses and you were going to have some sort of trouble, nowadays they've really worked so hard to beef them up from the get-go. They're made to withstand the heat. They've got, as you say, intercoolers, a lot of them, and they also have some have specialized oil cooling for the bearings of the turbocharger.
Oh, yeah.
So I would definitely recommend one of these modern turbo vehicles. I mean, Ford is unfortunately getting out of the car business, but their EcoBoost lineup of engines, which starts with a 1.3 liter three-cylinder engine and goes all the way up into a big block 7.3 liter turbo diesel engine, it's just amazing what these EcoBoost engines put out. I remember the Mustang, when it had a turbo in the late 70s, early 80s, it was 140 cubic inch 2.3 liter engine, and at its peak it put out 205 horsepower, and that was in 1986, and then they discontinued it. Nowadays, if you buy the EcoBoost Mustang, same engine size wise 2.3 liters, but this time it's 300 plus horsepower, 300 plus pound feet of torque. So these things have gotten remarkably bulletproof.
So well, and the thing about that is there's a number of these applications straight from the factory in these type of vehicles where they call for full synthetic engine oil right out of the factory. And so we just, as a lubrication guy, I just try to tell our listeners that the technology has just jumped off the chart. It's fantastic. These cars are like, I mean, they really are space-age vehicles. And here's the point. There's been improvements in lubrication. That's why you have such a plethora, for lack of a better term, of synthetic oils in the marketplace, because it's come of time, it's come of age because of all this technology improvement, all this horsepower coming out of these engines. You have to properly lubricate them. Now I'm going to tell you the big but. But you got to be really careful now buying synthetic engine oil. I've said on this program here before that there are some, in my opinion, just straight out faux pas, fake synthetics out there in the marketplace. So,
yep.
Folks, if you're going to spend the money to buy the protection for your vehicle, do some due diligence. Go online. Go to my website. From there, you can branch out and go anywhere you want, but go to thelubepage.com and check out some things. Get some recommendations from me. Pick my brain. Whatever you want to do, but you can't afford to leave the selection of lubricants for your vehicle to the guy working at the Quick Lube. He's a good guy, probably, but they hired him last week, and he may have no experience or just knows the stuff in this goes in that, and that's it. So you have to take charge of what goes in that car, and you have to be the one that says, no, I want whatever. I want Castrol Syntec in my car, if that's your choice, or I want Mobil annual chain synthetic in my car. I won't accept anything else. And I hope I can convince you that you're going to say, I want that AMSOIL Signature Series. That's the top shelf, top of the line, bulletproof synthetic in the marketplace. I hope that that's what you choose. But what you've got to do is choose. Don't let them choose for you. You make the choice. If you need more information, you need more facts, you can get that. We'll be glad to help out. We're here each week with Bob on the radio. All you got to do is send in your questions, ask your questions. You can go to thelubepage.com. You can email me, Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. You can call me at 800-370-2986. You can do any of these things, but there's one thing you can't do. Ignore the responsibility that you need to make sure you get lubricants in these cars that are adequate. If you get good lubricants in a 2019 model vehicle and you take care of that vehicle, you should expect no less than 350,000 miles for your drivetrain to not give you a problem. But if you use poor lubrication in it, you want to maybe consider trading that in about 100,000 miles, because it'll start to show up after that. You'll start seeing problems because of poor lubrication. You get 100,000 out of it, probably, even if you abuse it. But beyond that, you're going to start to see problems. And you know, Bob, I don't know. I'm not a wealthy man. So I look at things that when I got to go buy me another car and it costs $40,000, I just say to myself, ouch. That's a lot of money to me. I don't know about other people, that's a drop in the bucket. God bless you, but that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Me too. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Dan Watson. And don't forget to email us up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Join us, I want to remind you that we're brought to you in part by Dan Mobson and TheLubePage.com, of course, and Owens Oil, but also by Haggerty with their new drive share experience. Whether you're a longtime car lover or new to the community, drive share unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters through DriveShare's car sharing platform. Renters can find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. You want to rent a 65 Mustang, you want to rent a 68 Shelby GT500 Mustang, you want to rent newer Lamborghini. They're all out there, and if you're an owner of one of those cars and are up for it, you can list your car and start earning some extra income or rent just using the special code AutoWorld to save 50% off your next rental. AutoWorld, AutoWorld, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. And Dan Watson, we got to get you into one of these drive share cars.
That sounds like a great idea. It's, unique American ingenuity and marketing, I got to say, because I never thought of if you had one of these beautiful, cars, show cars, muscle cars, and that you could actually have a system where you could ride share, in a sense, rent that out.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite a good thinking.
Yeah, it is, and they also rent them out for stuff like weddings and photo shoots. So, it's very cool. We'll definitely investigate and getting you in one of those vehicles. But in the meantime, let's continue to talk about turbos and superchargers.
Let me mention
and
for just a minute, Bob, because each week I tell our listeners, and I just let them know one more time, we're still at the Loop page offering a free preferred customer membership, an AMSOIL preferred customer membership. All you got to do is get in touch with us any way you want. You don't have to purchase anything. I think you will when you see the that you're buying factory direct from AMSOIL and saving about 30% off the retail price. And if you buy $100 worth, if you order it, they'll send it to you freight free, no shipping charge. So, hey, pretty good deal. 30% off,
that's
and no shipping.
Deal.
So you can't hardly beat that. Now, like I said, I'm offering a free membership. AMSOIL's not. So you have to go through me to get the free membership. It'll be a 6-month. I'll pay your fee to be a preferred customer with AMSOIL. So you can contact me through the Lube page. That's thelubepage.com. You can email me right at about the same address. It would be danwatson@thelubepage.com. Or you can call me at 800-370-2986. So
that's a cool
it's a great
thing,
program, and I've had a number of people take advantage of it, so it's still open for any of you guys out there listening, so take advantage of it.
And I will personally attest to it, Dan. We'll call you back. It may take a day or so because he's awful busy, but he'll call you back, so why not get the VIP care that you deserve from a great guy? Give Dan a call, and he'll hook you up, and you won't have to worry about, you know, your BMW's engine giving up before it's time.
No, one thing is that I do offer to, and I will tell you, and all of my customers over the years take advantage of it, is I'm always available to give you free consulting on the best product, or if you have a lubrication issue, something that you're not sure what's going on, I'm available to help with those things. And I toot my horn a little bit on that, because as a certified lubrication specialist, from, I'll give the title of this organization and then shorten it, the Society of Tribologists and Lubrication Engineers, otherwise known as STLE.
Wow.
And there's only about 1,200 of us worldwide.
Oh, that's so cool.
So
it's
quite an organization to be certified from, but they don't certify you easily. You have to get through all the wickets and both experience, and then they have this huge test. And most people go, oh, so you just took one of those tests online where they got all this multiple choice? No, no. It took about 4 hours, because most of the test was you had to write essay answers. When was the last time you took a test that you had to write out essay answers to, rather than just pick the multiple choice answers? So anyway,
that's so true.
It was a pretty rigorous certification, so I'll stand on that. And so where are we, Bob? We're just rambling along here. What's our next item to do here before we run out of time? Maybe we should just finish talking about turbos and get to these questions next week.
Yeah, I think that probably makes sense. And, you know, I'll echo your sentiments, too, about we have a problem with the synthetic lubricants.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the auto parts stores and you see some funky, you know, like Joe's synthetic oil. It's happening out here, and it's happening in the state that both you and I live in Florida.
Yeah.
It's out there, and, you know, you may just be an innocent person thinking, oh, this is good, this is synthetic, but then when they actually put that stuff into their vehicle, it's like poisoning the vehicle.
Well, and here's the problem you got. Anybody that goes to buy synthetic oil, either engine oil or transmission oil, they're doing that because they're looking for superior protection. They want this better protection. Now, the real problem is that the term synthetic has been so distorted. And I was good, Bob. I told you I would be good, and I didn't, you know, pick at the API guy, the American Petroleum Institute guy, when he was on with us. I didn't. I was a good boy.
Yes.
Because it's their fault.
It's
their fault. I did ask him if he could define synthetic, and he waffled on that, saying that he couldn't because the engineers that they asked to give a definition from can't come to an agreement. Oh, yeah, the engineers can. the lubrication engineers can, because they go back to their handbook originally, which was a simple definition, which was two lightweight molecules synthesized to produce a heavyweight lubricating molecule. Years, that's the definition. It's still in the chemistry books, okay, at the different universities. But they waffled for a marketing decision. The synthetic would be a marketing term rather than a chemical term. That's insane. You can't go out to the public and tell them now that when you go to take your penicillin, right, doctor's going to prescribe penicillin for you, the penicillin's just a marketing term, and you could be getting anything from, tetrachloride to fentanyl. Who knows? Because we're not going to define penicillin anymore as being, you know, an antibacterial agent. I mean, it's just you can't do stuff like that. Once the understanding of something has permeated the entire population, you can't just come out then and pull the truth of the definition out from under that product and think that it's not going to cause people to be confused and be cheated. Mobile was literally apoplectic about it because they just stood on their heels and screamed at those guys, telling them, you've just opened up that 20 years down the road, every Tom, Dick, and Harry will be producing some kind of junk and calling it synthetic. And that was Mobile forecasting the future back when this happened in the late 1990s. And guess what? Mobile was 100% right. It's exactly what's happened. So we tell our listeners to Auto World Radio that, again, I'm sorry, guys, but it's like everything else in this world. You just have to take the time to learn something about this stuff. The Internet's a wonderful place now, but we'll provide you the best information you can find if you listen to the show on a regular basis and you send us your questions. You'll get good information because we're going to tell you the truth about these lubricants, whether they benefit us or not. We'll tell you the true story, because to tell you the truth for me, representing AMSOIL synthetic products, anytime the truth is told, I get the benefit of it, because AMSOIL is still sticking in there making true synthetic oils and products and standing on high quality, and that's what the old man believed in. He died, passed it on to his son, and his son is more adamant about it than his dad was. So stick with the Auto World Radio Show. You'll get good information.
Absolutely. I'll second that one. And by all means, give Dan a call or email him. And what's that telephone number, Dan, one more time?
It's 800-370-2986. And visit thelubepage.com.
Perfect. Thank you, my friend, for another great hour.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.